After a nearly two-year delay, Hannah Scandera entered the chamber of the Senate Rules Committee for the first step in the confirmation process, an open floor for public comment. Her supporters included members of the business community and charter school advocates. They pointed to New Mexico's low rankings in education and said Scandera would bring badly needed change to the state. Terry Cole is the president of the Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce.
Ms. Scandera is a qualified educator, and her specialty is reform. And she has a long and rich history and background of understanding how to close an achievement gap and how to teach kids how to read.
But Scandera has never worked in the classroom, and several teachers and representatives of teacher unions opposed her appointment because the state constitution requires a, quote, qualified, experienced educator. Bernice Garcia Baca is a school counselor and president of the National Education Association in Santa Fe. She criticized what she called punitive measures enacted under Scandera's administration, like the A through F school grading system.
I can think of nothing worse for a child to have to say, yeah, I go to a D school or I go to an F school, and it does not motivate.
Opponents say Scandera is out of touch with New Mexico's unique challenges and question her appointment in the face of qualified New Mexican candidates. Yet several audience members called for a vote on her confirmation to end what they see as partisan fighting. Tomorrow, Scandera's appointment will be voted on by the Senate Rules Committee. If it passes, she'll go before the full Senate for a vote. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Van Note.